If you love baseball history, I got the perfect book for you. It's a book written by Hal Bock, and it's called Band. And the book is about players and people in the game who have been suspended in baseball. And I have the author, Hal Bock, here. And Hal, thank you for being with me.
Happy to do it, Bill.
Hal, first of all, this is more than just about Pete Rose and the Black Sox scandal. It's about everything. Could you talk about, like, some of the non-famous scandals in baseball?
Oh, there's a hatful of them, really. It started with Judge Landis. Well, it started before Judge Landis. Judge Landis was hired to clean up baseball in the wake of the Black Sox scandal, and he came with a broad brush, and he just took people out left and right. But it started really before him in 1881, going back to 1881, the baseball people created a blacklist of nine players who were charged with doing the nefarious things, betting on games, throwing games. There was the first slugger in baseball history was a guy named Lipman Pike, and he was the first professional player. He was paid $20 to play for the Philadelphia Athletics, and that nearly got him thrown out of baseball because they wanted amateurism. They didn't want any professionals in the game, but he got through that crisis. But later on, he was charged with throwing games, taking bribes, and eventually got thrown out of baseball when he made three errors in one inning to allow the winning runs to score in a game, and that convinced the owners and the proprietors of the game that Lipman Pike was not somebody they wanted to have in the game. So he got thrown out, and he was the first of many. Among my favorites, I mean, there are a lot of them. There was an outfielder named Benny Kaupf, K-A-U-F-F. He was a pretty good player, played for the Giants, and he was the leading hitter in the Federal League for a couple of years. And the problem with Benny was that he was really full of himself, and he always was looking for an edge. And the edge that he came up with was getting involved with a stolen car ring. And Judge Landis looked rather sourly at that and said, "You're out of the game." There was a pitcher named Ray Fisher. Ray Fisher was a pretty good pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. He wanted more money, and he held out. And Judge Landis said, "You can take your holdout and go elsewhere with it." So Ray Fisher went and became a college coach at Michigan, a beloved college coach, for 35 or 40 years. So baseball history is full of these stories, and a lot of them are in my book, and I really enjoyed doing it.
Let me ask you this. While you were doing this research, was there any scandal where you said to yourself, should he have been suspended for that? I mean, was there any that said to you, maybe he shouldn't have been suspended?
A lot. There were a lot. I mean, Ray Fisher is an excellent example. The Black Sox scandal involved Nine Men Out. That's a famous book. And the one player, or one of the players who was particularly clean on that team, was a pitcher named Dickie Kerr. Dickie Kerr won two games in the 1919 World Series, a series that they were trying to throw. So, I mean, he was a clean guy. But, again, he held out, and Judge Landis threw him out of the game. And Dickie Kerr surfaced years later as a coach in the minor leagues, and really the low minor leagues. And he came across a pitcher, who was a left-handed pitcher, and this pitcher was fielding a ground ball, a bunt, fell and hit his left elbow and couldn't throw anymore. And Dickie Kerr said, "Well, you know, you're a pretty good hitter, so let's try to convert you into an outfielder." And that was the beginning of Stan Musial. Musial was very, very thankful for Dickie Kerr, who was barred from baseball for holding out. So there are stories like that throughout. I mean, it's just, Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle got suspended. Don't forget that, you know, for hanging out in the casinos as a greeter and not gambling particularly, but just shaking hands and playing golf. But Bowie Kuhn suspended both of them. So there's a whole history of this through baseball history.
Exactly. Let's talk about Pete Rose. Now, obviously, we all know what happened there. Is there anything new you found out about him gambling and why he did it?
Well, you know, Pete was a different case. Most of the players who were thrown out for gambling were fixing games. Pete never fixed any games. He just bet on his team. Well, that was frowned upon because he was the manager and he could affect the outcome of games by bringing in a relief pitcher or not bringing in a relief pitcher and that sort of thing. So he was banned for life. And the problem I have with that is, I mean, life is a long time, and Pete has been out of the game since, what, 1989?
Yes.
I think there comes a point where a guy's 4,000-hit resume should carry some weight, and baseball maybe should forgive Pete Rose and let him into the Hall of Fame while he's still alive.
So you think he should be back in the game in some capacity or be forgiven?
Forgiven. I think he should be forgiven. I can understand not putting him on the field, not putting him in uniform, although baseball has several times turned to Pete Rose. He was at a World Series involving the Atlanta Braves in which he was celebrated as one of the greatest players in baseball history. Well, if baseball is going to celebrate him as one of its greatest players, then shouldn't he be welcomed back into the community of baseball? That's
right.
Kind of a conflict to me. He's now in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. He was inducted last summer, and I think he was very thankful about that because the Reds are very close to his heart, obviously. He grew up in Cincinnati and played for them. So they have welcomed him back, and at some point baseball should, but I don't know if it'll ever happen.
There are a lot of people, obviously, who are no longer around, and I'd like to know who helped you write this great book. I mean, obviously, a lot of the people involved are dead, but who were your biggest supporters and help?
I did a lot of research. There are a lot of books out there about players. There are, it's just stuff that you know and stuff that you look up and stuff that you investigate. And while I was writing the book, it's kind of funny that the San Diego Padres general manager got himself suspended. So I had to rush and put him in at the end of the book. But things like that happen, you know. He's
wow.
The only general manager, by the way, A.J. Preller, the only general manager to ever be suspended. But we've had some owners who were suspended. My good friend George Steinbrenner leads all owners. He was suspended twice. So, there's all kinds of, there are stories. There are just a lot of stories.
Hal, your book is coming out this week. It's Diversion Books are the publishers. And I got to tell you, I love this book. I love the scandals you have in here. I got to ask you, what was the most interesting scandal? I'm not talking about like the Black Sox, like something that said, wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, there are a bunch of them. There was a coach with the Philadelphia Phillies, a guy named Cozy Dolan. That's a funny name, Cozy Dolan. And the Phillies were in a tight race with the Brooklyn Dodgers. I'm sorry, not the Phillies. The Giants were in a tight race with the Brooklyn Dodgers for the pennant one year. And Cozy Dolan approached one of the Giants' spare infielders, a guy named Jimmy O'Connell. And he said, if we could win these games that they're playing at the end of the season against the Phillies, it really would help us. Why don't you go and offer $500 to your pay? He had a friend on the other team. Heine Sand was his name, a shortstop. Offer him $500. And
right.
So O'Connell did, and they found out about it. Now, Dolan said, well, this was only a joke. I was only joking. And Judge Landis said, you're out of the game, and so is Jimmy O'Connell. And there was stuff like that. My absolute favorite, I think, is the story of the 1910 batting race in the American League. Napoleon Lajoie and Ty Cobb were in a very tight race down to the end of the season. Cobb was disliked almost throughout the league, the American League. No players liked him. He just had a bad reputation. Lajoie was a popular guy. Now, Lajoie is playing a doubleheader the last day of the season. He's with Cleveland playing a doubleheader against the St. Louis Browns. And Cobb was sitting out because he already had his numbers and he had an eye infection, or he said he had an eye infection. So it was all up to LeJoy, and LeJoy was going to have to get a lot of hits to catch him. And the Browns were way out of the race. I mean, it was just a meaningless doubleheader. And the manager of the Browns was a was a guy named John O'Connor. His nickname was Peach Pie, which I really was engaging to me. Peach Pie O'Connor. And Peach Pie hated Ty Cobb just like everybody else did. And he decided to help his friend Napoleon LeJoy. Peach Pie O'Connor told his third baseman, go play on the lip of the outfield grass every time LeJoy comes up, because he's a line drive hitter and he's liable to slam one at you. And the third baseman was a guy named Red Corridan, later a coach in Major League Baseball. He was a rookie at the time, and he did whatever the manager said. So he stationed himself on the lip of the outfield grass every time LeJoy came up. And LeJoy bunted six times, got six hits. One of his bunts was ruled an error by the official scorer, and Peach Pie wasn't pleased about that. So he dispatched one of his coaches, a coach whose name was Harry Howell, who was later named of a famous hockey player. But this was Harry Howell, the baseball coach. He dispatched him up to the press box to talk to the official scorer, and he said, if you change that error to a hit and help LeJoy, I'll get you a suit of clothes. Well, the official scorer refused, absolutely refused. He threw the coach out of the press box. And all of this came to light. George Landis found out about it. And Peach Pie O'Connor and handsome Harry Howell were thrown out of baseball because they had tried to affect the batting race. So those are stories that just, I mean, I just love telling those stories. It's a lot of fun writing this book.
The book is called Banned. It's put out by Diversion Books. Hal, one last question. Commissioner Landis, obviously, he's in this book quite a bit. In retrospect, do you think he was a good commissioner?
Wow, that's a tough question. Yeah, he was a good commissioner because he cleaned up baseball, which was his job. He was a bad commissioner because he maintained segregation in baseball. They tried to integrate baseball well before Jackie Robinson. And Judge Landis was set against it and would not allow it. So, you know, like I guess like everybody, he had his pluses and he had his minuses. But he was a significant figure in the history of our game.
Wow. Hal Bock, he has a great book out. It's called Banned. Diversion Books is putting it out. Hal, it's coming out this week. Hal, thank you so much, and I hope everyone reads it.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.